Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Forged 20 podcast. I'm your host and game master for Tales of Lodrienth, Zach Coldiron. Before we get into everything, I'd like to get a couple of messages out of the way. First things first, we'd like to thank all of our past and current sponsors. This includes Carstars, Nerds with Money, and the Last Waltz podcast. I'd also like to give a special shout out to Dragomeister over on Instagram, who's been doing the art for both of our podcasts, Thrones and Tales of Lodrienth. If you do want to check out Thrones, you can check it out on all of our podcasting platforms. Thrones Episode 0 and 1 are live now. Now, let's get into tonight's episode of Tales of Lodrienth. Last time, you guys arrived to the town of Ravenmoor and spoke to some Knights of the Golden Dragons, who pointed out some of the hot spots in town for you guys to check out. One of these particular points was the Church of Sarkat, run by an extremist Sarkatan worshiper named Solsage Harangon, a human female paladin who serves as a priest and judge in this town. After speaking with her, you guys discovered that these dead bodies that have been found outside of the town of Ravenmoor were not only drained of blood, but drained of their brains as well. You all believed it to be the Mind Flayer threat you guys believe is brewing up, and Solsage Harangon was very stern that she believed it was a vampire at work here. And it turns out that it was indeed a vampire spawn who has been feasting on some of the locals in this new, fresh town. And upon capturing this individual, you learn that they are a member of the Blue Shades organization you've heard rumblings about so far. You learn that the organization is ran by the head of one of the noble houses, Exandanir Arvarax. And one of their bases is located in Port Ashtalon and in one of these craters potentially nearby. Now we can go ahead and jump ahead to where, after the night ended, Solsage Harangon presented a nice spot for you guys to take rest inside of the town, but also not like too far inside, on the nice exterior of the town. And as the sun rises and you all begin to wake, you all hear footsteps beginning to approach you, and shuffling in the dirt begins to kick up as a soft voice begins to speak to you.
Ah, you must be the group of adventurers who slayed the vampire spawn that was in the city. Solsage told me all about you.
Hello. I am Lord Avalir Woodwalker. I am the Jarl of this fine town. Please, would you come eat breakfast with me? My treat.
So you're going to take me out on a date first?
Absolutely.
Sure, but what's the bounty on that vampire?
Oh, the bounty on that vampire? Oh, don't you worry. I will make sure you are properly compensated. This is a great help to my town, and I want to return the favor to you. I'm extremely grateful. And, potentially, I might have more business for you. As you guys look at this person, you see a very pale elf with long black hair. One thing you notice about them is they wear this very, like, noble-looking outfit. It's clad in a bunch of gold, white, and a little bit of a dark midnight blue. One thing you do notice about him, though, is that he's missing his right arm. He has no right arm. It is cut right in half between where the hand and the elbow are. He has no shame in hiding it either. You can just kind of see the stump there. Please, follow me. As you also see that he's with a dwarf individual, short, small, has a war hammer on his back, clad in some plate armor. They're not speaking. They're just kind of standing there.
See, I'm gonna be real. I thought the person we're talking to was the dwarf.
Oh no, it's the the elven man.
as we're walking away, I'll whisper, I'll kind of like stand behind Morris. I think the elf was trying to flirt with me.
Morris raised an eyebrow.
I went to make a joke and they offered to take me on a date. How do I break the news to them that I'm, one, the pipes don't work anymore, and two, I'm a married man?
Morris looks at him with his eyebrows raised. I don't understand the laws and rules of courtship, so I would just show them your finger with the ring on it.
I lift up my hand that is covered in cloth with no ring. I take it off, it's bone. I don't have a ring on account of turning to slop. I wasn't ready for this. I've not had to do this for a very long time.
Well, anyway,
It was a man.
Oh.
Listen, I get it. Elves, they all kind of look a little pretty. It's hard to distinguish sometimes, but you'll get used to it.
I was only paying attention to the nub. That and
the Morris turns the what?
I don't know what. Is that a derogatory term for dwarves? Like, I don't.
No, the missing arm of the elf.
Oh, see, I was so flabbergasted by what they said, I wasn't paying attention at all.
They talked about breakfast, asked about the bounty, and then you thought they were asking you on a date.
Well, they said come, and then stopped for a good bit, and then I said, well, take me on a date first, at least, and they said, sure. And I was so stunned, I kind of was pulled out of everything. Oh, hey.
Hello. Come inside.
What a cat.
Morris looks at him. Calm yourself.
I'm good. It can't be an accident at this point.
Where am I? I don't see me.
You're up at the top.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, there I am.
I pull up a chair to sit on the edge, being too big to fit in the booth.
Yup, that's exactly what I was thinking. As you guys finally gather around the table, there's a little bit of a silence at first, but the Jarl, Avalir, speaks.
Ah, let me first get this out of the way. And he pulls out a coin purse and places it on the table and slides it towards Moros. Here. This is...
I slide it to Lloyd.
300 gold pieces for taking care of the vampire spawn. But like I said, I might have more business for you if you're interested.
Morris looks up. Go on.
Well, after doing a little digging on the vampire spawn you slayed, I took a look at the scene, cleaned it up a little bit, and noticed a very familiar symbol on his robe. And I've seen it before. A couple of weeks ago, I got robbed.
Shades.
Yes, that is what I've heard. They're calling themselves. But they stole something from me that I had just discovered. These ancient scrolls that taught of a unknown temple and an artifact that it might hold, located a little bit north in the Whisperwood. And, well, that scroll is needed to get inside. Well, it was taken from me, and I caught this individual, tried to tussle with them, and, well, as you can see, I lost my arm.
Oh, that was a recent... Oh, wow, that was a recent subtraction. Okay. That's...
Nothing a little bit of healing magic won't fix, but I cannot regrow back my hand, unfortunately.
Well, I was maybe hoping that you could try to track them down.
Well, we do have a pretty good tracker. Actually, we have two pretty good trackers. Now that I think, damn, I'm the only one who's not good at... Okay, well, this item, it wouldn't happen to have anything to do with, like, mental magic, would it?
No. Between you and me, he looks to the left, looks to the right, and leans in.
Well, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Whisperwood, but there has been a lot of necrotic energy that's always emanated from that forest with the constant whispering of the wood. Like, literally, it whispers. I don't know if any of you have been there. It kind of drives people crazy. Very literally. And, well, this artifact, it can allow someone to cast a higher level spell, create undead, making it easier to...
I don't know anything about a fucking Whisperwood.
Making it easier to, you know, have a couple of undead companions. Now, you're probably going to ask, what do I want this item for? Well, I would like to make sure it's not in the wrong hands. So why not put it in the right one? And he just holds up his only hand that he has left.
Is it his right hand?
Yep.
Telling us he found a scroll or some sort of map that leads to a tomb or device, an artifact that is powerful in necrotic magic, and you want it so that you can have the device or artifact.
Being in a position of power, there are some things I am contractually bound to not speak of. And
Insight check.
Oh, yes. Roll me an insight check.
I'm insight checking them, yeah. Hardcore on this. Yeah, I want to see ulterior motives, because I suspect her of wanting that fucking thing, or they... I'm going to call her. I'm going to keep...
They're androgynous. I'm going to tell you that.
They... I don't believe
Woods is correct, yes.
They want it for themselves.
Zach, could you do me a favor, and could you put the map in the notes channel?
The map of the place, yeah, or the...
The map of the continent, yeah.
Gotcha. One,
six, no, the continent.
I got you. I know what you're doing. I'm just being stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I guess I gotta look for it. So, 22. I'll go over what that is after I upload this file.
Just, I need to look at something first and make sure I understand...
And then I'm going to put it in here as well, just so you guys have it.
What is it? There it is. Oh, fuck!
And there you go. So, Moros, as you... This kind of throws you off, knowing that they're contractually bound to not speak about this. It just raises a red flag in your head. And as you're looking at them, trying to gauge... The way their eyes move, their ears twitch, the smallest micro expressions, and you try to see maybe potentially what ulterior motives are. But as you just look this person in the eye, there's this feeling of like this look of maybe fear in a way, but you don't know necessarily what that fear might be.
Okay, so as soon as I realize this, even if she or they are still talking, I just open up with, "You're afraid. Why?"
I'm afraid...
Tell the truth, it's already known now.
...what this temple may hold inside, though. There might be a phylactery to a lich there. Potentially, I'm not sure. But there is God, long forgotten, that this temple is dedicated to. Rumor has it they might be a lich. And the phylactery is there. If word gets out that I told you this, from any of the noble houses, they will have my head, so if you could please keep this between us.
You want the phylactery for yourself?
No, I do not seek lichdom. I seek to get this artifact away from its creator.
Why not destroy the phylactery? Kill the lich.
That simple.
It's not at all. Some of the most powerful spellcasters in the land have tried to counteract this magic, but it's way beyond our comprehension.
I also believe you need like a specific type magic, don't you? I mean, aren't. I thought you needed, like, holiest of holies to kill a lich, don't you?
It helps, indeed.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
Zach?
Allow my associates and I to consult one another for a moment.
Would there be any... Because I've talked about this openly at this point, as Coloris, would there have be any liches that resided in our home?
Are you talking about on the continent
city?
In general, or in this
in the city? In the city. In the city that I created. I helped create.
Ah!
Because...
I see.
I know there's some other things... I don't remember if we said if there was a lich or not.
We did not say there was a lich.
Okay, so then we're going to assume, as of when I was last there, that there wasn't a lich. As far as I know.
As far as you know.
Okay, then. So that cannot help at this time. Before...
What do you think? Do you think we should help them or not?
Listen. I think we do.
How's the pay?
The pay pulls out another bag, slams it on the table, looks at you. Half now, half later, 100 platinum pieces.
Question. You wouldn't happen to have a, never mind, that's a dumb question. No, I doubt you would have something like that. It's a little niche, and, you don't seem to be the enchanter type. That's a lot of money. I was gonna say yes anyways, but now I really want to say yes.
Morris looks at Lloyd.
That's a lot of money.
Looks at Coerce.
Looks at the person. Yeah, sorry, Morris. I forgot. I need to break it down for you. One of these coins is 10 of that gold coin. So that's a fuck ton of money.
Morris nods. Like he understands, but he doesn't... You could tell he doesn't really understand. Mm-hmm.
So... Right.
They said yes, so that is good enough for me.
Don't worry, we'll go over the exchange rate of currency at a later date. however, there is something you should probably know. The blue shades. I know you said you know you heard about them.
Yes.
They have a direct connection with one of the Lord Houses, specifically House Arvarax.
Ooh. Roll me a persuasion check.
Not what I have proficiency in, but I'm still pretty good at it. It's a 19.
You see, they turn and look at you, and their eyes get really wide.
Now, we had some whispers of it. A little inkling brought to us by the son of House Finstrom, Jon Callum, but, you know, their families don't particularly get along. How much of that was hate between the two groups, we weren't too sure. The vampire from last night did, in fact, confirm our suspicions, though.
By the fucking gods. This country's gonna fucking fall apart.
So, what I suggest you do, a little bit of political subterfuge. See, I don't know how trusted you are in this area, or your companion here. But what I suggest you do is, one of you pretend to be, well, not maybe not you, maybe get somebody who you can pay a good bit of coin for, get them all drunk, maybe have them do a little bit of illusory magic, and have them spread rumors about the Arvorax being linked to the Blue Shade and kind of stuff, and do a little bit of political subterfuge.
Alright, I'm gonna write this down.
Oh my god, Rap, it really, really does. I didn't notice that. It's now that I've seen that picture, as I look at the non-edited picture, all I can see is the eyes and mouth.
Alright.
Oh my god. Look at notes, Zach. Please show that on stream.
Oh, yeah. I saw this because he deleted it. Look at this chat. This is great.
It's so stupid.
It is, but it's so great at the same time.
It's too well. I can't even see it now.
Oh, I love it. All right, anyways.
It's so fucking, all I can see is the mouth on the mouth and the fucking glasses on a non-edited version. Alright.
Sorry. Run that by me one more time. That distracted me.
Alright. Political subterfuge. Pay somebody that they... Or, well, either somebody they trust or somebody that they know will accept the coin to spread rumors about Lord Arvorax being affiliated, or the Arvorax family being affiliated with the Blue Shade.
Okay. I got that written down. All right.
Also, if you find if you know anyone who could get me a bag of colding, that'd be great. Because this, and I reach in and I pull out the vampire's head, this is going to stink in a few days. And I put it back.
So you need a bag of holding?
No, colding. It's holding? Like a bag of holding. Yeah, it's like a bag of holding, but it's cold on the inside.
Mm.
It's for, like, keeping meats and stuff in it.
So do you want a separate bag, or... Because I could find someone to enchant that bag to allow it to have those features for you. I actually know someone who could.
I mean, yeah, that'd probably be great. I mean, that'd work pretty well. You could even take my share of the coin and put it towards that instead.
There's only one share, and it's mine.
What are you talking about? That's...
Alright, well... If you want, you can go visit our blacksmith and enchanter. His name is Claws Iron Hand.
Does he have claws for hands? Please tell me he does.
Well, he's a dragonborn, so he has dragonborn hands.
God damn it, I was hoping for like the pincher, like the little toy hands. I'm disappointed now.
I'm sorry to bring you much disappointment.
Damn it, my day is ruined.
Such a small thing to have your day ruined by. Quite interesting.
I'm very old.
Oh. How old are you, might I ask, if you don't mind me asking, of course?
How old are you, first?
153.
Cool. Add about...
Right about that.
Two more lifetimes onto that.
They just stare at you.
All right, so is everybody ready to eat? And waves his hand over for the bar maiden to come over. Who ends up taking everyone's...
Horus nods.
Yes. You guys enjoy a nice little meal on them. After the meal's finished, Avalir speaks up.
All right, well, I must get about my day. Don't worry about breakfast. Like I said, it's on me. If you need me, here. Take this.
He hands you a scroll. Speak my name, and it will take you to me. One use, so be careful.
Do we need to be touching each other, or is it like a big circle on the ground?
Just say the power word and place the scroll on the ground.
Alright, so we gotta make sure when we use this, ain't nothing can follow us through. Got it.
Nods.
Alright, well,
are you ready? He turns to his dwarf companion. Just nods, makes a grunting noise as they wave goodbye and exit the tavern.
I'm gonna shimmy into this booth now that there's room for him to sit. So, how's the food? Is it any good?
All over Morris's hands because he doesn't use silverware. And it's like slightly on his like lips. It was delicious.
You know what? Lloyd, how was the food?
It's quite good. Quite good.
Okay.
It's nice to have breakfast every now and then.
Good to know. One of the few pleasures I miss. God, we're gonna have to teach this boy how to use some silverware, though.
It's fine, it's fine.
He's licking his plate now. Literally licking it.
That's fine, that's normal. Here, and he's gonna pull out a little cloth, he's gonna hand it to you for you to wipe your hands and face off.
He eats the cloth.
No, it's not a palate cleanser. God damn it, boy.
No, I was kidding.
God damn it, boy. Morris begrudgingly wipes his hands and face off.
So, liches, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Dealing with one of those will be a first for most of us, I assume, or all of us.
I've dealt
with them tons of times.
Fought them or made like deals with them?
No deals. Don't make deals with bitches.
No, liches with an L.
Oh. Yes, this will be a first for me.
It would be a first for me either way.
Nope, that makes sense. Yep, you are pretty sheltered. Alright,
How can he be sheltered if he's lived out in the wild his whole life?
Sheltered.
Sheltered in the cultural sense, sorry. Not in the literal sense. I get it, you're unhoused. Welcome to the club.
What?
He doesn't have a home.
Nature,
I assume you don't have
one. That's just hurtful.
I mean, I don't got one either. I assume...
Forest.
Oh,
and
shit. Alright, I...
And the earth is my home, and... The sky is the shelter.
Yes. Yes.
Some garbage like that. That's what they'd want me to say. What I say is, the tent in my backpack is my home.
The earth is my home. The sky is my roof.
Yeah, I thought that same way for the first 150 years.
Hanging out with too many druids.
God, okay.
I don't know any druids, but...
Sorry if I... I don't have the ability to gag, but the thought of... I might be sick.
The thought of what?
And druids.
What about druids?
Oh, they're so gross. I can smell them. And I haven't had an olfactory senses in over 200 years.
All the druids I've ever met smell like mint and lavender.
Oh, don't meet the ones on the northwestern Alicorian coast. Oh, they're so gross.
I imagine most people who live on coasts smell.
Nope, actually, it's not. They don't smell like ocean. Oh, God, it's the memories. The memories are terrifying.
All right, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I guess we're going to go track down. Well, let's think about this. Do we want to go track down wherever this scroll or whatever leads, or whoever has it, to prevent them from finding Lich's phylactery, and then us potentially take the phylactery and bring it back to this person, who may not have the proper security or means to deal with housing a Lich's phylactery, by all means, no offense to them.
Worst case scenario, we do that. We bring it back, we convince them. I'm pretty persuasive. I mean, if that comes to worst, I could always, terrify them, threaten to gouge out their eyeballs, whatever, and we take the phylactery with us, stick it in the bag of holding.
I am, by all rights and means, compelled to go and deal with this, so whatever you two want to do, by all means do it. I will have to attend to this.
I say we do it, but if we ever find out they're going to misuse this item, we just destroy it.
Brand new is a little expressive. You're a not so strong paladin. I'm a dog shit dark magic user, and you're a human who has psychic powers. I don't think any of us can break this.
How do you know I have psychic powers?
I've seen you use them, okay? You are not doing that trick on me. I watched you blow a goblin up with your fucking mind.
No, I hit him with my sword, and then he blew up.
There was definitely a goblin that you pointed at, and its fucking brain melted.
Yes, I pointed at him, and my dagger decided it wanted to follow where my finger was pointed.
Daggers don't brain melt people. Stop fucking with me. I'm stupid, but I ain't that stupid.
Maybe it's a magical dagger.
Shit, I didn't think about that. Touché. Alright, a human with magical daggers. That actually makes it worse. God damn it, that's even worse now.
How is that worse?
Because all you got is magical daggers? How are we gonna destroy the phylactery? At least when I believed you had mind powers, it was like, ooh, he might be able to, like, I don't know, do some mind trickery on the lich's soul and melt it. But now you just got magic daggers. What are you going to do, stab the soul?
I could perhaps take my greatsword and destroy the phylactery and tear it asunder. If that would work.
Phylactery is usually magical items. They're pretty strong. I don't think it's that easy. If it was, And then god damn have these fuckers been messing up for a very long time.
For worse comes to worse, we can't destroy it, and then we hold on to it until we can find the means to destroy it. Or we take the flak tree and we hide it very, very far away. As long as it stays out of the reach of whoever wants it. Really, I don't think anyone should have this kind of power.
I mean, I do know a place to put it, but you know, it's a little possibly on the nose, but a little sketchy depending on your views of such things. But hey, we'll worry about that at a later time. So, to the Whisper Woods.
Moro shrugs and sighs. Onward and upwards to the Whisper Woods. And he, like, slams his arms on the table and gets up very, like, sloth-like.
Actually, it's downwards. The Whisper Woods are in a bit of a deficit of the ground, a bit lower to sea level. It's semantics.
What'd you just call me?
Yeah, what the fuck did you just call him?
Damn it,
my
boys.
My name is Moros, not Samantha.
No, he called you semantic.
No, semantics. Means like being fucky with words and shit. It's like nitpicking the distance. Semen tits, yes, semen tits. You know what, boy?
Now you're mistaking my words.
I don't think he knows what either of those two words I just said are. So I think we leave his mind alone and we just head to the Whisper Woods. No need to corrupt this pure child any further.
Child? He's a full-grown man.
I mean, maybe in human years, but not to me.
Oh, maybe in human years. A man's a man, regardless of the time.
A human?
I mean, you're both like little kids, like relatively in time wise, I view you all about the same as I would view my daughter, correct? You understand that?
You view us as women?
No, as children, god damn it.
Listen, goblins, they grow up in what, like 3 days? Or like a week?
And a goblin would be a fucking baby compared in my point of view. They're stupid like them, they smell like shit like them.
I've seen babies before. They don't look, smell, or act like goblins.
Yeah, I mean, the smell is pretty...
Why'd you raise this up here to compare goblins to babies?
To who? The babies or the goblins?
To the goblins.
I mean...
Chorus is the type to believe that age means seniority.
No, it just means...
Chorus takes his head.
Just means wisdom. Life experience, you know, all that jazz.
The fuck is jazz?
God damn it. Let's head to the fucking Whisper Woods. You'll make me have a fucking aneurysm. I ain't got no fucking brains left.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. That's all for this episode of Tales of Lodrianth. Make sure that you guys stay tuned for all of our episode drops, whether it's our Thrones campaign or Tales of Lodrianth. You can find us live on all podcasting platforms every Friday at noon. Until next time, see you later.